Hello.
Hello?
Hello, is this Samantha?
Hi, it is, yeah.
Hi, Samantha. This is Aaron giving you a quick call from INS Law. How are you?
Hi, Aaron, I'm fine.
That's good. Just for data protection, Samantha, can you confirm Alexander's address and date of birth for me, please?
Yes, it's 276 Lake Street, Framtown, Glasgow, 332 6DJ. His date of birth is the 16th of the 7th, 1957.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you for passing on data protection. It was only a quick call to yourself, Samantha. I replied back to your email this morning regarding the documents that you'd sent over. I was just seeing how if obviously you'd received that and how you were getting on with that, and also the documents that I sent out to you yesterday.
You see the documents for the e-signature?
What's that, sorry?
The documents for the e-signature?
Yeah. Did you receive it?
I
A link.
received it yesterday. Both links, nothing's coming up for it.
Right, okay. Bear with me, and I'll put that link into my system now and see what's going on. Bear with me. That's okay. It's working on my end. I pull that up and I can see your father's name listed and the address he lives at and stuff like that. But it could just be a network header potentially within the link when opening it. So what I'll do is I'll resend that link for you. I was just giving you a quick call, you see, because I'm going to be sending off some application forms at about 4:15. So just trying to see if I could get you in that batch and get the application number for your father, you see.
Okay.
So I'll resend that link out to you now. I'll do that whilst I'm on the phone so you
One
can.
more letter.
What was that, sorry?
I see you wrote that I need a recent letter.
Yeah, so it's a more
I
in-date
think.
letter. Yeah, dated within the past 3 months. I think that one was from March.
Fine.
So the date on that runs out in June.
That's fine. I'll get a recent letter.
Perfect, no worries. I'm just sending these contracts back out to yourself now. Just let me see. I'll just stay on the phone so you are able to see that link.
I'll just check.
That's okay, take your time.
Open No, it's still blank. There's nothing at all.
Okay, I've even when you try and scroll up the page, is there anything further down, or is it just a completely
No.
blank screen?
It's completely. So it's showing you like 2 of 9. It's saying that above it, but see, like the boxes, they're completely empty. It's just blank boxes, it's there.
But you can see the documents, but the document's blank.
The documents are blank.
Okay, so yeah, so at the top you can see the sign your documents, and it says LOA INS 1 of 9. Did you say?
So I've just scrolled all the way down. I'm scrolling back up. So
Yeah,
it
that's
says, sign
okay.
your documents, review all documents, complete the required fields, and submit your signature.
Yeah.
So number one says LOA I-INS 1 of 9. But there's
Yep.
nowhere I can't click on it or anything to sign for my dad.
Okay, but you can't see the document in, what just under
No.
that. So where it's got the number one next to the LOA, if you scroll down a little bit, there's no header of a document with
No.
INS law on it. Nothing. No.
No, nothing at all.
Weird. Okay. Because yeah, I can see what you're looking at, and I've put that link into my internet browser as well, and I can see the documents that I've sent out then to you. So I wonder why. I wonder if, okay, if you go back to the link, are you what mobile device are you using?
An iPhone.
An iPhone. Okay. How are you opening that? Is it through your Safari or is it through like a browser, like Google Chrome or anything?
It might be through a browser. I don't know. I just went into messages and opened it.
You
So you want me?
just click the link. Okay. It's see if this works for me, please, Samantha. Go into your App Store and download Google Chrome for me.
The settings, it's just downloading.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Take your time, Samantha.
That's me done it.
Right, okay. And then click open Google Chrome so then you can then go to search anything just so it's all loaded and ready.
Yep.
Okay, now go back to that text message where I've sent you the link. And when you come to the link, if you press and hold on the link, it should give you like an options box. And it potentially should say open with.
Open link.
Open with, WITH, open with. And then you can select whether that'll be Safari or Google Chrome. It doesn't give you that link. It doesn't give you that option, does it?
No. Open link, and when I'm opening it, it's empty.
Okay. Okay, instead, maybe then, go back to the link and, again, press and hold it. And when you get that option, when you get them options, click copy link.
Right, okay.
And then put that link into your web browser on Google Chrome then and see if it works like that. I do apologize about this as well. We never normally come across an issue like this where it's just blank. So yeah, obviously I'll assist you as the best I can.
Nope.
So you've tried opening that through Google Chrome and still nothing's coming up?
Uh-huh. Still nothing.
Right, okay. So you're connected to Wi-Fi, of course?
What?
Yep, okay, no worries. I'll have a chat with my IT department and see what could be a potential issue. I'll get back to yourself, okay?
Okay.
Leave it with me and I'll be back in touch shortly. Whether that be, I'll try and catch you this afternoon. I'm leaving the office at 4:30 today, you see. So I'll, I'll try and catch you before then. If not, it'll be in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Thank you, Samantha. I'll speak to you soon. Bye now. Bye.